This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved, being part of, because you really do need to be part of. If you're going to be involved and engaged, if you're going to try to make a difference or want to make a difference, you really, 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 you know, I know that you listen to a whole bunch of shows that tell you what and how to think. They tell you what's going on, and you take it, you know, at face value. And, some of them you can believe a lot of what. It's just like I tell you with me. I go looking for this information. You can believe a lot of what I tell you, but I make mistakes like everybody else. So check it out on your own sometimes. Don't just take my word for it, I guess is what I'm saying. And do some of your own homework. Seriously. Because frankly, again, I get bad information. I go to phony websites. We all do it. I mean, not just me. But we've all done it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. If you head up to the website, okay, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot happening, a lot you can get involved with, and I wish you would. You know, liking the stories, you know, checking out the, you know, the articles that we have up there. And I really do appreciate the time that you take to write me. You want to write me? Write me at joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right. Let's get, you know, there are so many things going on in the news. We could do, and I'm not going to, we could do about 5 hours. And the California legislators, again, these guys, I think they work overtime. I don't know if this is a special pill they take. I don't know how they do this. But the California legislators seem to be working overtime to make life miserable for some people here in the state. And I know that's no surprise to many of you, right? I mean, seriously, we've talked about this a million times. But California lawmakers now, you know, some of you, are you familiar with this little gig, these gig programs that they have? So you got some people out there that are willing to take on, you know, you put it out, you say, hey, I need somebody to paint my back fence. It's 20 feet long. It's 8 feet high. And I want to repaint it redwood, right? And you put it out there, and some people put out bids for it, or they'll tell you what they charge you to do it, that kind of stuff. And you can decide. You don't always need a professional. I don't need a professional to empty out the garbage or to pull the weeds or anything along those lines. If I'm willing to direct somebody and show them, why should I be allowed this father? Why can't I give Frankie $20 a month to come mow my lawn twice a month? Because he's just, you know, he's trying to put some money together. Well, here's how this works. Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez out of San Diego, she tried to destroy the California gig economy. If the bill that she puts forward is signed into law, and these people, they just They say they love businesses, but they don't. They really don't. They don't understand. Apparently, they don't understand where the tax money comes from. You have to make money to pay them tax money. The gig economy includes rideshare businesses like Uber and Lyft and food delivery services. You know, it's really funny because we have people that deliver food here for us from time to time when we need it. Not often, but when we need it. You know, and they make a few bucks here and there. Some of them are older folks trying to pick up a few extra bucks. Some of them are younger people trying to pick up a few extra bucks. Now, gig economy is a free market system in which freelance, temporary, and flexible job positions are real common. It works out better overall. Organizations contract with independent workers for short-term engagements. Now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported last year that 55 million people in the U.S. are gig workers. 55 million people. Now, we've done this number before, right? Remember I tell you? Let's say we have 350 million people in this country. Right away, young people, people that don't work. And I did these numbers with you a while back. Right? You got between 70 and 80 young people, kids, young people. People that really can't work, don't have a car, can't even speak, can't even talk yet. Right? So what does that leave you if you go by the regular numbers? Right? You're looking at what? 250 to 275 million people that are left, because I don't know exactly what the first number is for kids. No one really does. But you look at that, 55 million of those people that are left are making either extra money or their primary income from these gig jobs. That's almost 35% of the U.S. workforce. And it's expected to jump in 2020 because more and more people need a few extra bucks to pay down the bills. Now, the SEIU, that's Service Employees International Union, you know, they're great people. They love everyone. They're pushing a separate rideshare driver bill, right? They want to organize the drivers. Now, they're going to ignore the April decision by the National Labor Relations Board. And this is what I love. Those on the left are the first to get on conservatives about how they are a lawless people. The president's a lawless person. Well, the SEIU has decided that even though it's the law, even though the National Labor Relations Board has come down with a ruling and the U.S. Department of Labor determined that Uber drivers are independent contractors. They've already said this. They don't care. The union doesn't care. We don't care what the law says. We're going to do what we want to do anyhow. And you know who the biggest culprit of this? You know, the guy that screams the most about laws being broken is the one helping to push this. And I ain't telling you till you come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Sorry, I got carried away with the music. Joe Vasile, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being part of the conversation, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. So, I mean, again, there's so much going on. If you head up to the website, as I've been telling you, if you want to help us out, really simple, right? You can either watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for a newsletter, which would be really cool. There's a million things you could do up there. And it's just irritating as heck when I think about all the guys that are in this business that are beating their brains out to try to get you information, try to get the information you need, right, to make good decisions, politically good decisions, morally good decisions. And then you've got the Googles and the Facebooks and what have you of the world deciding. You're not, you know, if it's not a liberal ideology,
then it doesn't work. It's not good. They don't want any part of it. They're going to block you. They're going to do everything they can to stop you from getting your message out. And the only way to do it is for you to help us. And I don't mean, you know, maybe I'm not your favorite. I don't know. I don't know why I wouldn't be, but maybe I'm not your favorite. You need to find your favorite. You need to find the one that you enjoy. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Like I said, texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved, just being part of the solution as a whole. All right, let's get on with it. Always, and I mean this sincerely, I always do appreciate your time that you're spending with us. All right, so proof again that the left really, the law doesn't apply to them. Again, proving that there's, you know, different sets, different rules for different classes. Well, not even really for different classes. For them, there's a different rule for Democrats, a different rule for Republicans. And if you're atop of the Democrat food chain, then there's even different rules for you. It's great. And the California legislature right now is pushing, and again, it's against the law. The Service Employees International Union is pushing for a separate rideshare driver bill to organize drivers and ignoring the decisions of the National Labor Relations Board, the U.S. Department of Labor. And you know who's waving the flag to help them? You know, because he wants to run for president eventually. Some of you may not know that. Governor Gavin Newsom has. He's thrown his support for the takeover of the independent contractors. Right, in a recent letter that he wrote to a local paper, he said, reversing the trend of misclassification is a necessary important step to improve the lives of working people. Don't you love that? Don't you love how they're always talking about all the work, we're gonna make life better for the working person? Nah, maybe in the '50s, maybe in the '60s, not so much today. Really, I mean that sincerely. Not so much today. Not every union is a good union. Some are still needed. Right? Some still do the job. But for the most part, from what I've seen, not so much. And matter of fact, I know a lot of people in the unions that don't like the way things are going. Now, what does this mean by reversing the trend of misclassification? Meaning, oh, because they're classified as contractors. So somebody who decides to work, when they want to work, how they want to work, how many hours they want to work, okay, is entitled to what? Full medical? Full sick days? Are you serious? How does that work? See, these things you decide to do on your own. You decide to go to work for them. You decide what hours you're going to put in. You may have, maybe you got school going on. Maybe you just like to work from time to time for gas money. He goes on to say that he's proud to be supporting the assembly bill, which extends the critical labor protections to more workers by curbing misclassifications. The business industry policy experts warned that the turmoil that will be created by this decision will affect every industry, and it's, well, freelance workers are going to be a problem. And many people use freelance workers. That's why I was joking about the mowing the lawn or coming in and doing graphics for me from time to time. These are flexible, independent people working the way they want to work, how they want to work. Right? This will affect beauticians to real estate agents, construction workers to gig workers. I mean, anybody who does any kind of at-will work is going to be affected by this. And the problem isn't just as simple as reclassifying them and deciding it that way. There's two issues going on here. The bill is already based on a legally flawed California Supreme Court Dynamex decision, and it's more than just Uber and Lyft. Right? Everybody thinks it's just those kind of workers. But truly, independent contractors working for the construction world, working when they want to work, how many months they would work, how many weeks they would work, how many hours they want to work. Can't build a business on that. You can't expect to start, what, accumulating sick days? In 2018, the California Supreme Court
came down with a ruling in Dynamex Operations West, Inc. in Superior Court of Los Angeles that dealt a blow to the independent contractors. The court ruled that Dynamex delivery drivers were employees, right? Rejecting the court's own prior test. The court once already put this to test and said, here's your guidelines. Well, the drivers met those guidelines. They said, maybe we were wrong. All right. I mean, it doesn't get any crazier than this. Court tells you to go do something. You do it. They're going, maybe we were wrong, so you're going to suffer. According to many legal analysts, right, the court did what was legislate from the bench for all intents and purposes. It adopted a new rule, right, created a narrow purpose for interpreting California's Industrial Welfare Commission's wage orders. This is just nuts. Now, back in August, in response to the threat of unionization following a change from the independent contractors to actual employees, Uber and Lyft and DoorDash, which is a food delivery service, they promised to take the fight to the to unionize to their independent contractor drivers to voters. They committed $60 million to fund the California ballot initiative in 2020 unless lawmakers allow independent contractor employees more than 300,000 drivers and delivery workers in the state. They employ 300,000 people. How many of those people do you think will lose their jobs? Come on, think it through. How many will lose their jobs if this group unionizes? Come on. Right? A partial list of the amendments to the bill. The classifications that they want to change. It's staggering. So, no, you can't go pick up a few extra bucks. Not without becoming an employee. I don't know. This is just nuts. California, just doing everything they can to kill themselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We pledge the full support of the federal government through every step.
of the rebuilding process.
President Trump in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking about the rebuilding effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. He tells the huge crowd at the Keep America Great Again rally.
And I will say, North Carolina in our country probably got hit the hardest. That was a little bit of a surprise. But I know one thing about North Carolina. You can take it and you'll build it quickly and you'll build it beautiful and you'll be back sooner than anybody ever thought.
And he goes on to tell the crowd.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian. And I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I live in a beautiful state. Whacked. Let me put that up there. Whacked. Beautiful nonetheless, though. I mean, the weather's great. Some days it's hotter than heck. You could fry eggs on the sidewalk. But a lot of times it's just very nice and pleasant. Don't get a whole bunch of rain. Definitely don't get a whole bunch of snow. Right, so it's just nice to hang outside, talk. But the loons that run this place make it terrible. Terrible. You know how you always, when you're first dating or you're talking to people or what have you, and one of the things you find out at a younger age is that you can be with somebody that's beautiful and pretty, someone just looks good and all those, and then just hell behind the eyes. Just a nasty, mean, ugly person. And that's kind of what California's like. The beautiful people, beautiful things, and nice people. But the legislators are hateful. Hateful towards the people. Hateful towards business. They have decided, when it comes to your kids' education, when it comes to what you're going to eat, how you're going to eat, how you're going to get the liquid from that plastic cup through a non-plastic straw into your mouth. Right? I mean, just craziness. And now, the federal government has said independent contractors are this, and California says, no, they're not, they're this. A partial list of what they're going to consider non-contractors, all right? Or the only classifications that will be exempt, if you will. Is the physical therapists, which I don't even understand. Design industry, engineers, project managers, and so on. Franchise and franchisees, or franchisors and franchisees. Interpreters and translators. Healthcare industry. Single truck owner operators. The forestry industry and
newspaper carriers and distributors. Well, isn't that nice? So little Johnny delivering newspapers is not going to get nailed, right? Many newspaper editorial boards have come out in opposition, right? The newspaper delivery drivers would be impacted. The Sacramento Bee editorial board warned the bill as currently written could force many California newspapers out of business. Why? Because the bill would require newspapers to treat newspaper carriers, sorry, I misspoke at the top of that, carriers as employees rather than independent contractors. Right? So that kid or the people that deliver the paper, even into your region, to your block, and then the kids pick it up and deliver it. But I don't know how many people still get newspapers anyhow. He's not going to be, or they're going to be, union employees. This is California. Right? Stephen Greenhut of R Street Institute addressed the exemption issue in a recent editorial titled, Crony Carve-Outs in California Independent Contractor Fight. Steve goes on to say, in the aftermath of the far-reaching California Supreme Court decision regarding worker classifications, state lawmakers are poised to fail one of the most basic tests of good governance, the equal application of the law. Instead of fixing a ruling that threatens the gig economy as well as many more established industries, the legislature is working on carve-outs for politically connected industries. This is new. This is nothing new, Steve. State labor representatives have also started hedging, claiming that conversations are needed about the exemptions for hand-picked industries. Gonzalez Fletcher has openly acknowledged that lawmakers are meeting with countless industries above carve-outs and about the carve-outs and that everybody is lobbying for an exemption. You know why they are? Because it doesn't make any sense. This is California trying to find another way to make the unions happy, because most of those legislators are very union-dependent. I've got some good union stories about laws that almost didn't make it because of them. It is definitely a strong union state. Don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean it's right. I'm just saying. It's a strong union state. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly and be part of the conversation. Hey, our friend over at the Lead Blog recently did a story on how Netanyahu's people, right, are now pushing out there that traces of uranium were found in an atomic warehouse. And Bibi Netanyahu, now he's exposing other sites that they have out there. Nothing that we would do because we don't, you know, I mean, again, we don't want the Iranians to be mad at us. We don't mind if the Jews are mad at us. We don't mind if we put down Israel, but we don't want the Iranians to be mad at us. 2 months ago, Lid reported the International Atomic Energy Agency found traces of radioactive activity at a site in Iran, and it was pointed out by Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu, and labeled the atomic warehouse during his September 2018 speech. Now listen, if you remember the deal that Mr. Olamo put together, the problem was we couldn't inspect, the atomic agency couldn't inspect the way they needed to. There was no surprise inspections. They had 21 days to respond to you. So if you're worried that they're doing something, the Atomic Energy Agency had to say, well, listen, we're going to be out there on September 21st. So they had 20 days to clean it up. Now, they didn't have to let you go there. I mean, I'm not making this up. You can check this out on your own. They could decide to bring you a sample. They could tell you it was from their plant. They could tell you it was from their warehouse. You'd have to believe them. Really, was that stupid? So Netanyahu did his own digging. His team did their own digging. Their government looked into it and said, wait a minute, this isn't going to work out for us because this is what's happening. In the speech he gave to the UN in 2018, he called this out. Now we learned that two diplomats taxed with assisting international oversight in Iranian nuclear programs have confirmed that the inspectors not only discovered the radioactive traces, but that the traces identified as uranium. Now, again, the same element that Iran is using, is enriching, is one of the elements needed to make a nuclear bomb. I bet you can check the uranium. Maybe it came to them via Russia. There's the Russia connection. I found it. Apparently, the IEA, these guys are great, too. I'm not saying they don't do their job, but how aggressive can they actually be? They've been investigating the particles' origin and have asked Iran to why there are traces of uranium at the site. Right? Why didn't they identify it earlier? Now, Iran's not going to respond to them. You know that. Right? One diplomat said, well, it doesn't matter because it's not highly enriched. Right? Which means it wasn't purified to the level that they needed for weapons. Doesn't mean it wouldn't have been. It doesn't mean it might have been later on. I always find this stuff interesting. You know, well, we bombed them because, like the Palestinians. We bombed Israel because they're on our land. No, actually, they're not on your land. It is not your land. It's been proven over and over again. The UN said, that's the thing that bothers me about this whole thing, how disingenuous it is, and how our young people have no clue of history. Israel didn't just go take the land. The land was actually given to them. The UN actually came up, actually laid out the territory. So why they keep, and this is, and a proof again, you keep calling them occupiers and look at what happens. The kids are now calling them occupiers. The young people don't know the reality of what that means. Look, they could have kept a lot more land. They could have done a lot more damage. Think about it. When you think about the size of the armies that fought, they really could have done a lot more damage, but they didn't. They want to protect themselves. I'm talking about Israel here. They want to make sure that their people were taken care of, that they could protect themselves. And we fault them for that. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how we do that with a straight face. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tell him about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Wouldn't hurt you to be part of the solution, right? There's just so much going on. You got to find something. And they're going to come at us with everything we have, or everything they have. And they have Facebook and Twitter and Ustream. I mean, they got them all. Or YouTube, I'm sorry, not Ustream necessarily. But they got all those. So what do we do? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Put it that way. Right? You know, unless you find, and you've heard me say this a million times, you've got to find somebody to get behind. Find a candidate, whether it's for Congress or Assembly, alderman, whatever you have in your area, school board member, find one that lines up with your principles and then help him or her win. Right? We help them get it and then hold their feet to the fire. That's the other thing. hold your feet to the fire so people know and they understand, or he knows and he understands, or she knows and she understands that you're not going to let them get away with it. Really that simple. Bunch of love, serious, because she hates me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Don't complain unless you get involved. So again, we were talking about how California lawmakers, they just love to ruin the state. Or I was just finishing up with that. And I know some of the California lawmakers. I don't get this. I don't get how they can be part of it. I don't get how they really believe that this makes sense. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce released a letter opposing the bill, saying that as it's written, it threatens to undermine the longstanding business relationships by codifying the California Supreme Court's misguided 2018 decision. Yet, I got to say, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they're the same ones that say that, you know, we should leave, for the big part, we should leave the illegal immigrants alone. Yeah, because, you know, they're doing the work that some Americans won't do. They're doing cheap labor. Good for them. All right, now, the Drew Brees dust-up. I don't know what else you're going to call it. See, I'm not a sports freak, so I don't even know who this guy was. I didn't even understand the big deal until I saw it and realized who was having a heart attack and why. Now, if I was them, I might feel the same way. I don't know. But the funny thing about it is he doesn't say anything that is against the community as a whole, or his community. Seems like last week, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, he filmed a pretty innocent commercial for a religious organization urging kids to bring their Bibles to school. Now, the commercial is even more boring than the description, really. And look at, I got, being on a school board in California, and I don't stop. I don't really care what they say, because they are the minority. They're just making the most amount of noise. See, if you made a decision for the people who make the most amount of noise, you'd always be picking the hardcore, left-leaning, crazy side of an issue, because they do make the most noise. So anyway, he filmed a commercial for bringing your Bible. And I tell the kids the same thing. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't be ashamed of what you believe. Now, what's really funny is the left will tell you, the hard left will tell you, you know, that's bullying. That's browbeating. When you bring the Bible to school, when you tell other kids what you believe. Because, you know, the Bible is a very hateful book. I don't know if you guys knew that. But every year, it's a Bring Your Bible to School Day. There's one Bring Your Bible to School Day in October. And it's a day you're kind of encouraging the kids, hey, don't be afraid. If you're a Christian, don't be afraid to be a Christian. Don't be afraid to say what you feel. It isn't right. Let me play for you, if I can, the commercial. Let's see. It's only 23 seconds. It shouldn't be that hard. It's going to be really hard because, you know, it's not going to let me do any sound. Oh, God bless America. If it went off totally perfect, I think I'd have a heart attack. I wouldn't know what to do, you know? Anyway, here we go. Bear with me. Yeah, no, that would have been too easy. Anyway, basically the commercial, he's asking kids to simply just take your Bible to school. It's okay to bring your Bible to school. It's okay to be outspoken about who you are. Not in your face, but outspoken. Right? And he's catching a world of garbage for it. And had there been the whole story, even the sports world wouldn't have paid much attention. Football players, think about this. Football players who do celebrate their Christianity, who do celebrate Jesus, they're all over the place. And unlike Kaepernick, they don't choose to wear it on their sleeve, so to speak, and make a big deal out of it. Now, the problem is the group sponsoring the Bible event, focus on the family. Now, He didn't just film a commercial urging kids to bring their Bibles to school. He filmed an ad for one of the most vehemently, ready for this one? What they calling it, by the way, anti-LGBTQ organizations in the country. Right. Because they're a hardcore, solid Christian organization. There's no foo-foo. There's no weakness. And that makes them hateful. Right? Because this group believes that transgender people are just lying to themselves. One that promotes gay conversion torture. One that actively opposes LGBT. Now see, there's no proof of any of this. They don't lay it out anywhere. They just throw it out there. So you're going to believe it. Now, I don't know what they mean by vehemently anti-LGBTQ. But it is a Bible-based organization, like most churches. The majority of churches don't believe in LGBTQ plus, whatever. Right? They do not believe that a transgender is a real thing. I don't know what he means by promotes gay conversion torture. What does that mean? They show you scripture? Is that torture? I mean, I don't know of any church that has cattle prods that tries to electrify you into believing you're not gay or lesbian. I don't know of any church that does that. Do I know churches that have classes or have teachings on same-sex attraction? Yeah, of course I do. Because from a biblical standpoint, it is against the Word of God. Right? Living the gay lifestyle, having the committing the act, if you would. See, it's not one being gay or saying that they're gay. Maybe you need to do your own homework. Maybe you need to check this out on your own. And they don't oppose LGBTQ rights. What happens is your rights seem to trump everybody else's. If you're in the gay community or the LGBTQ community, your push is to have your rights trump everyone else's. And yes, I use that word because I don't make some of you crazy. It's not the way it is. It's not the way it should be. It's not the way it was ever meant to be. You have equal rights. Not better rights, not more rights, equal rights. And for the most part, you have equal rights now. How much criticism does he deserve for that? The best thing he could do, according to the article, is plead ignorance. But come on, how do you not know what Focus on the Family does? It wasn't that long ago the quarterback Tim Tebow was roundly condemned for filming an anti-abortion Super Bowl commercial. Why was he condemned? No, see, what the problem is this. You have single-digit amounts in your group, and you think making the most amount of noise makes you right. You're wrong. You cannot. There's no way. You science people, you want to keep pushing science on it. There's no way that you're going to tell us that abortion isn't murder. That a baby at 27 weeks or 30 weeks or 35 weeks that's aborted isn't murder, because it is. Because it can easily survive outside the womb. Easily. As a human. It won't grow into a dolphin. It won't grow into a coyote. It'll grow into a human. If you don't want... See, that's what I don't understand. I would love... None of them will come on and debate with me. I don't understand how you can say ripping it apart is much more preferable than delivering it early. Because you go through the same pain. You go through the same contractions and all that. Deliver it early and allow someone to adopt it. Or does killing it make you feel powerful? I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe Breeze could play dumb. After all, his career is dedicated to a sport that leads to traumatic head injuries. See, they're going to take a dig at him. They're going to take a swipe at him. It's a very, you know, it's funny. It's a very hateful group. After writing about how they're against hate and bullying and that kind of thing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. If you got to go, you can still catch us online at therealside.com. Otherwise, for some of you, we'll be back in just a little bit.